Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is Pastor Donald Bryan of the First Pentecostal Church on Robert Boulevard here in Slidell. Brother Bryan's been a pastor here for many years and a friend of the community in many ways, and we just say welcome. Glad you could be with us today.
Well, Bob, good morning. It is good to be back here with you on Grace Radio, and I do salute you in Jesus' name. Amen. Always good to be here to talk about those issues concerning our community, so welcome. Thank you.
Well, Brother Don, we're heading up to Father's Day soon, and the third Sunday of June every year. Thought it might be interesting to kind of get your perspective on Father's Day as the pastor, as one who has led this community and many people in the community. What is the role of the father? What do you see? What speaks to you the loudest about the day we're about ready to celebrate?
Well, I think, Bob, when you deal with fathers, of course, we're immediately drawn to the commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, which is one of the first commandments with promise. In fact, there's a promise attached to honoring fathers, and that is, of course, long life. So I think it's incredible that we do recognize the value of fathers, the role of fathers. There's a scripture in Malachi 4, Bob, that speaks to me relative to fathers. The last prophecy that God gave to Israel and to the world was that the heart of the children would return to the fathers return to the children.
Mm.
And then he connects that with a somewhat ominous thing, lest I smite the entire earth with a curse. And it's intriguing to me that he would connect fathers as being the last prophetic utterance before the issue of the New Testament. I think that shows the priority and the power of the father in a community and in a home. And what I mean by that, I think the central unit of any society is a family, of course. And I think the head of that family has to be the father. The most critical individual in that home is that man that God places there as the head of that home, and that relationship with the father. So it seemed like all society is based on the children connecting with fathers, fathers connecting with children.
It almost seems like from what you said in the scripture that you quoted that civilization, society, depends on the relationship between the father and his children and the children coming back to the father.
It is what God has spoken, Bob, in regards to the family. He does say the whole earth. And I think all of us understand the power and the role of a father in a home. He is a central figure. It's always amazed me, too, that when you deal with the concept of father, of course, God is our father. And when we talk about God, we use that term, God the Father. Fatherhood has so many roles. One, it's a source. You know, God was the Father, was the creator of all things. He is the source of all things. So I think fathers are in our culture, our society, our families are the source. Secondly, I think they play a role in provision. It seems like fathers have a critical role in culture and society and families, of course, in provision and making ways. And we call them the breadwinner. And I understand that men and women work today, but critical place there for that. And then thirdly, correction. When you deal with fathers, I think fathers are those authority figures in a family, Bob, that God has used to provide that correction for a family. And then lastly, I think love. You know, God so loved the world, and father's love is so important to a family, I think, the dynamics of that home.
So being the biological father is really not the significant part of this. It's not a role that we're cast in. But father's kind of a verb, isn't it?
Yeah,
we don't want to see it as a noun of saying this is a father, but really it's a verb. It's an action statement to be called a father.
I think you're exactly right, Bob. I think that fatherhood is a position. It is a role that we play as men in that home. You know, there's so many studies, Bob, that show the power of a father, present or absent. And I won't go into that for the sake of time, but over and over and over, these studies have shown that you take the father out of a home, that home will struggle. So many children, girls and boys, wind up even in crime and things like that. If you go back, you'll see the roots of that is the father. or the absence of that father.
You know, in the New Testament, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 17, it says that Moses brought the law. Jesus brought grace and truth. Being a father is more than the law. It's more than saying, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. It's more than it's much more than just a traffic cop trying to direct somebody's life. But it really is a matter of speaking grace and truth into the lives of children.
Well, you're exactly right, Bob. When you look at a family, I do believe that father places that role of correction. That is the thou shalt not, so to speak. But then his other critical role is that display of love and affection that can only come from that particular part of that family. And again, studies have shown, Bob, again, not referencing a lot of these, but that children, it stabilizes their life to have that love of a father in their life, that correction, but that love, that balance, I guess, if you please, that is shown over and over in children's lives. Children do much better when there's two-parent homes, and we see that, and that's not to disparage those individuals that are raising children alone as a single parent, but two-parent homes in every area do much better.
Right. It just makes it that much more difficult for the single parent, be it male or female, to fill both of those roles, doesn't it?
That's correct. There's a divine order, Bob. When you look at God's plan, began all the way back in the course of the Garden of Eden, husband and wife, Adam and Eve, and it continues thereafter. And there's so many prophecies relative to children and family. But again, this is God's unit. And when it's in divine order, it works. And I think our culture works, our society works. And the scripture I referenced earlier in Malachi, I think there's so much power in that, because God said, if you don't have the heart of the fathers and the heart of the children toward the fathers, the whole earth is going to be affected. And I think there's just tremendous power in that statement that we ought to place great, great emphasis on being a father.
Well, you talked about the heart of the father as opposed to the role of the father. You know, it really is special what a father means to his children, to help them to see what their role in life needs to be in the future, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's an OJT, if you will. It's on-the-job training. It's mentoring what the father will bring to the lives of his children.
Absolutely. There's a scripture, Bob. It's either in Jeremiah or Isaiah, and I should know it, but it talks about a nail in a sure place. And it compares fatherhood to that nail in a sure place. And I've always interpreted that as everything that's hanging is hanging on that nail. The steadfastness and the solidity of that nail in that wall in this case. And I think our families hang on that nail, Bob, if I can use that expression. Fathers play a critical role, and as I mentioned earlier, correction and love and provision. And all of that is God ordained, God planned. It's a wonderful thing. It works when we take our role as fathers for our children. So yes, children need fathers.
When you talk about the love of a father for his children, how would you describe that? You know, love is, I've heard it said many times, love becomes a decision at some point, not just always the feeling. I'm sure raising an adolescent sometimes challenges the feeling, but it's more than just the feeling, isn't it? And what is it? Can you help describe what that love for a father might be for his child?
Excellent question, Bob. Of course, the answer to that, I guess, is defined by what is love. And love always has an action. Love always has a gift. Love always gives. And so if there's no giving, in my opinion, there's no love. Obviously, for God so loved the world, he gave. And so the expression of love is defined by the giving. Well, what does the father give? Of course, he gives of his life. He gives of his protection. He gives of his labor to provide for that family. He expresses that through the hugs and the attention that he gives. He calms a child's fears. He's there when they need him most. And so love to me is expressed by our giving. In this case, this man's giving his life, his time to those children. And children respond to that. They know that.
Well, it's a conscious decision that requires maybe looking for the opportunity to be able to make a difference in children's lives, rather than the children coming to them with a need, the father bringing, as you aptly said, father bringing the gift into the life of the child.
We forget, Bob, sometimes how it is to be a child. And if I could ask all of our listeners to come back and go back to their childhood and remember their fears, their concerns, their worries, if I can use that word, even as children. And if you can have that strong, solid anchor of a father that's present, and of course the mother as well, but we're talking about fathers today, it calms a child. I do know a little bit from counseling and psychology, Bob. I think this is a true statement that, you know, children's belief systems and value systems are solidified very early. We worry about raising children up to adulthood, but mostly what they are psychologically is established at an early age, like age 6 or so. And again, the evidence is very clear that if a child has certain things in their life, and we're not talking about rocket science here, we're just about a mom and dad that together love each other, love the children, what we call a normal home. But it establishes that child. It establishes identity. It establishes psyche. Eric Erickson, and I don't want to use psychology, but he talked about the psychosocial development stages of children. And one of those is the development of trust versus mistrust. A child that gets what we'd call a normal home will develop a sense of trust, and that will permeate everything in life. All the decisions, his whole view of life, that comes largely from that steadfastness of that fatherhood.
For those who were raised in a home where the father was able to impart these gifts to his children, where he was able to show them and demonstrate love, and for them to be raised in a loving, caring, structured, but loving and caring environment that made a difference in their life. But, you know, I would submit that maybe everybody hadn't had that privilege. What are some of the help that fathers who are struggling with their fatherhood, young men who are about to get married and maybe they're not sure about being a dad, what are some of the things that they can get? Where can they get instruction? Where can they get help?
That's another good point, Bob, and a good question. And I think the simple answer is to look to God himself, because he is our father. In fact, we're taught to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God gives us the guidelines of how he relates to us, because he relates to us as a father. And I think we should look at how he relates to us in order to determine how we should relate to children. And so in answer to your question, and I think it's a good one, because sometimes we fear, you know, can I be a good dad? What would I want God to do for me? And I'll do that for my children.
It's a matter of looking to God with our own needs in mind. What do we need to be understood? What do we need to be encouraged? What do we need? And then consciously apply that to the lives of our children.
Well, that's right, Bob. When you look at God, God is ever present. So I think fathers have to be with children. I know lives are busy today. I think one of the great dangers in our homes is just the busyness of the home, that I'm obligated to do more than just feed my children, but I've got to be with them. Deuteronomy tells us that very clearly. Teach these things. So that's time. That's presence. God is with us, so we should be with our children. God provides. Our provisions come from our Father in heaven. I think fathers do that, and there's a comfort for a child when they know there's a father out there that's working on their behalf. And if we do those as young men, I think you'll do well as a father.
You know, Jesus many times prayed to his father. He sought the father's counsel and wisdom. And for children, the opposite way around, for children to be able to approach their father, for their father to be approachable, to be able to ask the questions, to be able to say, help me in my hour of need, and then to be able to accept the father's wisdom. I think there's an important lesson in that too, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, you look at Jesus, Bob, he was very approachable, even though he was God in flesh, and we understand the role that Jesus played on earth, so to speak. But even children felt drawn to Jesus. And there was a comfort that came in the presence of him. And you're right, he always submitted to the Father. that was the role that Jesus played as God in flesh. But he was approachable. And I think fathers should be approachable. There's a consistency in them, but they should be very approachable. The children should know that my father loves me.
Well, not only in approachable in attitude, but also approachable in opportunity. You know, so many families today don't take their meals together. They don't have prayer time together with the kids because there's so many conflicting things. It seems to me fathers need to look for opportunities to be able to hear the heart of their children.
We've seen those statistics, Bob, where in today's culture, the average time that fathers spend with children per day, and it's appalling, quite frankly, if those numbers are accurate. And we're talking sometimes less than 5 minutes per day.
Mm.
I don't think you can influence greatly a child with that little time. And I understand lives are busy. They're busier than ever. But my priority should be, these are my children. These are God's gift to me. And I'm going to do that role, as you said, a verb. I'm going to be a father because my children only grow up one time. And those years pass very quickly. And today is the day. And so, as you mentioned earlier, God is present, God provides, God comforts, God shows love. I think that's what I should be doing to my children as their father.
For those who are listening today that maybe their parenthood hasn't measured up, what word of advice would you offer for them? Do you think it's too late? You said most of what a child is going to be is formed by the time they're age six. Does that mean we ought to stop and just feel like we're a failure? Or is there a remedial action that can be taken?
No, it's never too late, Bob, to influence lives all the way up through till God takes us out of this life, so to speak. So no. Regardless of where we are today, and there's a lot of broken homes, a lot of sorrow, a lot of mistakes that we've all made. We go into fatherhood, motherhood, sometimes without a manual. We just become dads one day. And we've all made mistakes. But I would encourage our listeners that it's never too late to go back and begin to redo some of those things that perhaps were missed, might have been missed. And again, look to God the Father as your example in how he relates to us or how we expect him to relate. You know, God's not tyrannical. He's approachable. He loves us. He provides for us. And we can start that today, regardless of mistakes that may have been made yesterday.
One of the things that always impressed me about Jesus is I always thought he was vulnerable to the extent that he was willing to listen to a better way, listening to what the Father had to say. Nevertheless, not my way, but not my will, but your will be done. As we get ready to wind this thing up, can you talk to me a little bit about the necessity for the vulnerability of parents regarding their children?
Good question. I asked a question the other day, Bob, that I think this will answer your question, but why did Jesus always get his prayers answered? And this, I'll tie that into your question in a moment, but I think the answer is that he was always submitted to the will of the Father. As Jesus prayed as a man, his spirit was submitted. And so what does that mean for his fatherhood? And again, back to vulnerability, I think we have to get in divine order. By that I mean the role, the position, the verb, as you mentioned, Bob, that fathers play. We have to consciously say, I'm going to get in that. There's so many images in today's culture of what a father is. Everything from the super macho man that's unapproachable, that fathers never cry, fathers aren't vulnerable, to whatever thing will be on the opposite end of that. I think the correct view is that middle person that's vulnerable, is approachable, loves the children. Children sense that. They know very quickly if a child or father truly loves them.
I heard it said before, surely tongue in cheek, that it does not make any difference whether you love your children or not. What does make a difference is that your children feel loved. You can love your child and say, I love you very much, but never show it, never be willing to be a part of who they are, and it's probably of little value. But just to show that love and for the child to feel, I can trust this person, I can love this person. And I thought that was an amazing statement when I heard it many years ago, is that it's important that our children feel the love that we have for them.
Stability too, Bob, in a home, I think one of the best gifts a father can give children is to love their mother. and keep that relationship and that stability of the home solid. Because, again, to children, that's very important. They have enough insecurities and fears in just growing up.
Yes.
And when life above them, which is their father and mother, is secure, then it secures them. And so it's not that hard. I think we've made it sound like it's so challenging to be a father and mother, but it's really not. Just to be what the Scripture teaches us, I think, our Heavenly Father is, and relate that same role to our children. And history and the Bible says things will be well.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Brian, it's been an awesome time talking with you today. Do you have a parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners before we check out here?
Well, fatherhood is important. Honor thy father and mother, that the days may be long upon the earth. This is one of the first commandments with promise. It's an opportunity for us to show God's love in a very powerful way through those that's closest to us.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. It's been a wonderful time talking to you. Thank you for your insights and your wisdom, and thank you for your years of ministry here in Slidell. Pastors fill an important role in the community, and you've done it with grace and with honor, and I thank you for your years of service and for the interview today.
God bless you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. If you have a comment today about something that Pastor Brian said or something that was mentioned during the interview, feel free to call us. Send us a text. We'd love to hear from you. You can also like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and check in on our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. On that website, you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the financial support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call. That number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.